Uyraysa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph by the top of the Amud, by the Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, Sukkah HaMiduv Leles. If let's say you have a Sukkah that's Miduv Leles, what Miduv Leles means, we'll see in the Gemara. V'shetzilasam ruba mechemasa, or also if you have a Sukkah that the Schach provides more shade than it does sun. So the halacha is that it's kshera, and we'll see in the Gemara also what exactly the Mishnah is referring to when it says this. It's not the same as the case on Beis Amud Aleph in the Mishnah. We'll see more in the Gemara. Also says the Mishnah, ha'mu'uva kemin bayis, if let's say you have a lot of schach on top of the sukkah, and it's so thick, the schach, it's mamish, it's like a house. So maybe you'll think that it's like gzeiras tikra. Even though the pieces of schach themselves are not thick, but maybe since you use so much schach, it's thick like a house, you might think it's possible. Says the Mishnah, afa pisha ena kechavim nirayin b'zaycha, even though it's so thick you can't even see the stars, still the halacha is that kshera, the sukkah, is still going to be kosher. There's no problem of gzeiras tikra, which again we'll see more in the Gemara about this. So now says the Gemara, my meduvlelas. When the Mishnah said that a sukkah ha-meduvlelas is kosher, so what does meduvlelas mean? Amar Rav. Rav says it's sukkah aniyah. Meduvlelas is miloshon dal, is loshon poor. It's referring to a sukkah that doesn't have a lot of schach. It's aniyah, it's very poor. Obviously it has to be that it's providing more shade than it does sun. And it obviously can't be that there's gaps. Nowhere in the sukkah is there a gap that's three tvachim wide. That would be possible, like we've mentioned previously, because of the gap, it would split the sukkah in half. Rather, it just means that even though there's enough shade, but it's really not a lot of schach. So it's a very poor sukkah. You might have thought that such a sukkah, being that it's so poor, it should be possible. Says Rav, that's what the Mishnah means when it says sukkah meduvlelas is kasha. Shmuel says a different pshat. He says that meduvlelas means kana oila v'kana yoyred. It's miloshin of bilbul. It's all over the place. There's a set of kanim that are on the bottom. And then connected this, and in between each branch of schach, there's another set of schach on top, a top layer that fills up all the gaps. So each layer itself is not so much schach. It perhaps even provides more shade, more sun than it does shade. But together, it's a kosher sukkah. We could view the top layer of schach as if it's lamato, as if it's on the bottom, connected the spaces of the bottom layer of schach. And then if it was there, it would be providing a lot of shade. So even though now, technically, the sukkah is not providing a lot of shade, a tremendous chiddush, even though now the sukkah is not providing a lot of shade, but we could view the top layer as if it was lower, and therefore the sukkah is kosher. But the case of meduvlelas means kana oila kana yoyrid, that there's a layer of schach on the bottom, and then a separate layer of schach higher up, connected the spaces of the bottom layer. Rav Tani Chada, says the Gemara, that according to Rav, it comes out that the Mishnah is really just saying one case. The Reisha of the Mishnah is all one halacha. Ushmuel Tani Tarti, whereas according to Shmuel, the Reisha of the Mishnah is teaching two separate halachas. Rav Tani Chada, according to Rav, the Reisha of the Mishnah is all really one halacha. Sukkah Meduvleles, when it says Sukkah Meduvleles, the Mishnah means to say, my Meduvleles, what is a me Meduvleles? Meduldeles. It means that it's Meduldal, it's very poor, there's not a lot of schach. However, Shetzi but it's still providing more shade than it does sun. And in such a case, the sukkah is kshera. According to Rav, that's how you read the Reisha of the Mishnah. When it says, sukkah meduvleles v'shetzilasem ruba mechamasa, it's not describing two different cases. It's all one case. It's a sukkah that's poor, but it's still providing more shade than it does sun. In such a case, that the sukkah is kosher. That's how Rav reads the Mishnah. Shmuel Tani Tarti, whereas according to Shmuel, he'll read the Reisha of the Mishnah that it's teaching us two separate halachas. That my meduvlelas, mevulvelas. That meduvlelas means it's mebulbal, it's confused, it's all over the place. There's a bottom layer and a top layer. Vitarti, that's the first case. Vitarti Katani, and the Mishnah is telling us two separate cases. There's the sukkah mevulvelas, that's kshero, even though there's two layers and each layer, and the sukkah is providing more sun and it does shade, but we could view the top layer as if it was lower. And then the Mishnah is telling us a second halacha, v'tzilasim ruba mechamasa. In such a case, also the sukkah is kshera, that being that it provides more shade than it does sun, So the sukkah is kosher, which again we'll see more about that on Amud Beis, how the Gemara explains that case. But that's what the Gemara is pointing out, that according to Rav and Shmuel, it comes out that the way you'll read the Mishnah is differently. According to Rav, the whole Mishnah is telling us one case, whereas according to Shmuel, it's two separate cases. And again, according to Shmuel, sukkah hamiduvlelas means that the sach is forming two layers. So on that says the Gemara Amr Abaye qualifies this halach of Shmuel that when the sukkah is mibubeles, when it's in two different layers, so it's kosher, says Abaye leishanu ela she'ein vein zel ezesh leishetvacha. That which we could view the top layer as if it was lower, it's only by means of lavud. So it's only going to be if there's less than three tvachim separating the two layers. Aval yesh vein zel ezesh leishetvachim, but if you have three tvachim separating the two layers, so now we can't say lavud, so then it's going to be psula, so then the sukkah is going to be pasul. It's only kosher in as much as we could view the top layer as if it was together with the bottom layer. That's only going to be if there's less than three tefachim separating the two layers. However, Amar Rava says that no, afilu yesh bein zeh lezeh shleisha tefachim, even if you have three tefachim separating the two layers of schach, nami loy amaron ela she'ein begagay tefach. Even when you don't have three tefachim separating, even if you have three tefachim separating, it's only going to be a problem if the top layer ein begagay tefach. If the top layer, if the thickness of the schach, if it's less than a tefach wide, if the width of the schach is less than a tefach, aval yesh begagay tefach kshero. But if the width of the top layer of the schach is at least a tefach or larger, so then the sukkah is going to be kshera. We could view the top layer as if it goes down, even though it's more than three tefachim away. So we don't have lavud, still as long as the width of the beams of schach are three tefachim, so then we can view it as if it's lower down. And how do we do that? Amrinon chavoit rami. It's another halacha l'maishim misinai called chavoit rami, that when you have something that's a tefach wide, we can view it as if it's all the way down, that it extends all the way downwards. And therefore, by means of chavoit rami, we could join the top layer of schach with the bottom layer of schach to view the sukkah as if it's providing enough shade. So that's Baye says, seemingly he's not going with chavoit rami. It's only if you have lavud, that's when we could join the top layer of schach with the bottom layer. Rava says even if you have three tefachim separating the two, we could still join the two together as long as the pieces of schach are a tefach wide, because then we could say chavoit rami. Says the Gemara Amar Rava. Rava explains that mina aminala. How do I know about this halacha of chavayt rami? Dechi isbe tefach aminin chavayt rami vichilasle tefach vichilasbe lo aminin chavayt rami. How do I know that it's only when there's a width of a tefach, so then we apply chavayt rami, but if it's not a tefach, so then we don't apply chavayt rami? What's my makar? Says Rava. Did none. It's a Mishnah in Ayolos. The Mishnah in Ayolos, it's the Mishnah discussing Tumah V'Tayro, again, Ayol Ames, and it says like this. It says, Kairis Abayis, let's say you have the roof of a house, the Ha'aliyah, and you have also beams as the roof of the attic, so you have the roof of the main layer of the house, and then on top of that layer of the house, on top of these beams, you also have an attic, and then there's the Kairis that are forming the roof of the attic. She'ein Aleim Aziva, they don't have any tar. That's not significant, linyanenu. And like this, so again, these are just beams, so it's not a solid roof. So don't picture us, we're not discussing a solid roof over here. It's just beams, similar to the case of the sukkah meduvlelas that we spoke about according to Shmuel. So you have the beams of the roof of the main layer of the house, and then you also have beams, also it's not a solid roof, not covering the whole area, but you have beams going across the top of the aliyah, on top of the attic. So it says the Mishnah like this. So first we're going to discuss a case where the beams are parallel with each other. So you have the beams of the aliyah that are parallel with the beams of the main floor of the house. The Kairos Abayis and the aliyah are parallel with each other. So it comes out that we have every, let's say, few inches we have a beam, and right after that we have an empty space, and connected that in the aliyah there's also an empty space, as you can see up to the sky. So the halacha is like this. Toma tachas achas, man. Let's say you have a mace underneath one of the beams on the bottom layer, inside the actual house. So tachta tome. So under that beam itself, that beam is an oil. And anything else that's underneath that beam will be nitma from the mace. If let's say you have a mace that is between the two layers, meaning it's on top of the roof of the main layer of the house, it's inside of the attic, and you have a mace that's on one of those beams, on top of one of the roof beams, and so it's underneath one of the beams of the attic. So the halacha is again is beinehen tame. So only the things that are beinehen in between those two beams, that's going to be tame. That's going to be nitma from the mace, because now that top beam of the beam of the aliyah is forming an oil over this mace. So anything underneath that beam itself is going to be tame. Al gabe ha'el yoinuf. Let's say you have mace on top of the beam that's on top of the aliyah. So then connect the adurakiya tame. So anything on top of that until shemayim. So that's going to be nitma from the mace. Only something directly over the mace. There's no oil over this mace, this piece of the mace. But anything that's directly on top of that mace, so that will be nitma from the mace, and that's it. So that's the case where they're mechuvanis. That's if the beams are parallel with each other. However, says the Mishnah, Hayu ha'elyoinais kebein ha'tachtoinais. Let's say the beams of the aliyah, instead of being parallel to the beams of the bayis, they're parallel with the spaces of the bayis. So you have that's really the exact case of the sukkah meduvlelas that we had in our Mishnah according to Shmuel, that the beams on the top are connected the spaces on the bottom. So zalacha is like this: tuma tachtayin. If let's say you have tuma inside the house on the bottom. So tachas kulon tame. So anything inside of the entire house, inside of that entire room, is going to be nitma from the mace, because now we say chavait rami. We could say chavait rami to bring the beams on the top down, and therefore it's forming one kilu, one solid roof. Being that the beams on the top of the aliyah are connected the spaces of the beams of the bayis, we bring them down, and now we have a solid roof. Anything inside of that house is now tame. Al gabei, and if let's say you have tuma that's on top of the beams of the bayis, so now it's on top of the beams of the bayis. Again, the beams of the bayis are connected the spaces of the aliyah. The beams of the aliyah are connected the spaces of the bayis. The beams of the bayis are connected the spaces of the aliyah. So if you have tuma that's on top of one of the beams of the house, that means there's no oil on top of it. So therefore, connect on ad lebrakia tame. Connect the mace until the rakia will be tame. Anything directly over the mace will be tame, but there's no oil on top. So that's the halacha of the Mishnah. V'tanya Allah, now we learned in Abraisa regarding this Mishnah, that b'medvar mamurim, when is it that we say chavait rami, when is it that when the beams are not parallel, when the beams of the aliyah are keneged, the spaces of the beams of the bayis, that we say that then when you have tumah inside of the house, so everything in the house becomes tameh by means of chavait rami, to make it into one solid roof, when is that said? That's only b'zman sheyesh b'hen tefach u'beinein b'yseach tefach. That's only if each one of the beams of the aliyah is a tefach one, and the space that's of the beams of the house are a tefach, in between the beams of the house is a tefach. So everything matches up. We could say chavait rami now to form this solid roof. So then we could say chavait rami. Aval ein beinehen paiseach tefach. However, if there isn't space of a paiseach tefach between the beams of the bayis, meaning to say in that the beams of the aliyah are less than a tefach, because the beams of the aliyah are connected the spaces of the beams of the house. So if the spaces of the house is less than a tefach, that means that the beams of the aliyah are also less than a tefach, so then we don't say chavait rami. Then says the Braisa, tachas achas mehen, if you have tuma that's underneath one of the beams of the bayis, so then only tachteha tame, only things that are directly underneath that beam is going to be tame. However, beinehen valgabeyen tar, but anything that's between it or on top of the beam, that's going to be tar. Alma ki is be tefach aminin chavait rami, v'chilas ba tefach lo aminin chavait rami. So says Rava, you see from here that it's only when something is a tefach wide, that's when we could apply the lach l'maisha misinai of chavait rami. But if something is not a tefach wide, then we don't apply chavait rami, shma mino. That's what you see from here. So Rav is saying, that's my makar, that chavait rami requires something to be a tefach wide. Mamela, going back to the case of the sukkah meduvlelas, according to Shmuel, says Rava, even if you don't have shleisha tefachim, even if you have shleisha tefachim, even if you don't have lavud, because there's three tefachim separating the top layer of schach from the bottom layer, as long as the top layer of schach, each piece, each beam is a tefach wide, we can apply chavait avoid rami to bring it down, to fill up the spaces of the schach on the lower level, and memela to be machshir the sukkah, and that's why Rav is chelik and abaye, he says even if there's three tfachim, still the sukkah is going to be kosher.